Now, the Veterans Health Week is coming up on Saturday 16th of October through till Saturday 30th of October this year. And I'm aware we do have veterans living on the West Coast, quite a few, so we'd like to inform them of what's happening during the week. There's actually an expo coming up, and I'm now joined by the RSL Zion Secretary and co-organiser Nikki Bolt, who'll share all the information to us this morning. Hi Nikki, nice to hear you again.
Hi, survey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
good to hear.
Yeah. Okay, so as I say, there's a big gala ball coming up in Wynyard. Talk to us about it so the veterans here can be informed about it.
Yeah, that's it. So we would like to get the word out to veterans on the West Coast. So young veterans who have served previously, we are hosting a health and wellbeing expo up in Wynyard, and it will be held on October 30. And it's all about, that the theme for this year is all about getting moving, so physical activity. So the Wynyard RSL is actually hosting this year's health and wellbeing expo. And there's a whole heap of things that are designed to support veterans and families and also the community. So there'll be a number of organisations, veteran-supported organisations like Open Arms and Mates for Mates, that will be at this expo on the 30th. And there will just be a whole heap of free activities that people can participate in. So we're trying to get the word out to our local veterans on the West Coast that we're having this expo, which is really exciting because normally we don't get to have an expo up this end of town.
No.
And we're prepared to get a bus to take the veterans up if they would like to participate as well. So that's kind of exciting. And then it all culminates in this massive gala event. So a massive gala ball on the 30th, the night of the 30th, which is a Saturday. And again, it's aimed at the veteran community. So I'm co-hosting that one, actually, or co-organising it with the young veterans from the Wynyard RSL, which is pretty exciting.
No, well done. And I couldn't think of a better person. I mean, the way you do the organise all the events for the Study Hub West Coast is highly renowned. So good on you for getting on board. Obviously, you're passionate about your veterans.
I am, yeah. So my grandfather was a RAT of Tobruk, and obviously having like a Defence Force background, with most of my family's in defence in some way or another, and so I'm really passionate about helping vets and getting them active, getting them connected to each other, and just trying to make sure that they are all supported. So I think there are some really good organisations that are going to be there on the day. And also, I think a lot of connecting organisations and the community, which is really important too.
Okay. Now, if anybody wants more information, perhaps it's a family member who wants to organise to get the veterans into the day, where do they go to?
Well, they can either give me a call directly, or that will get the my telephone number from you. They can also call John Findlater. So he is from the Wynyard RSL, and I can give you his number. So you're welcome to pass that on also.
Yeah, we will. We'll put it up on our community switch. Is that okay?
Yep, that's no problem at all. And we'd be delighted because I think the more the merrier, and it's really great for our sub-branches. So we've got the Queenstown RSL, we've got Rosebery RSL and Zion RSL. If we can get the word out to our veterans in the community that this is happening, and get some participation happening, RSL Tasmania have indicated that they want it to be like an annual thing to have these expos. But also for the Northwest, it's really important for us to be able to show our support.
Yeah, support is the key for our veterans because I don't know. Sometimes they are forgotten. Obviously, there are various times of year, like Anzac Day, for example, where we do remember them, but they need to be in constant support. Are you in need of volunteers to do that sort of thing?
The volunteers, not so much, but I think it's really important to let them know that there is a veteran hub that operates in Burnie.
Yep.
And John Findlater, again, is very active in that space from the Wynyard RSL. He's a young veteran himself. and he's very, very passionate about supporting other veterans, particularly those, the young veterans who, you know, are trying to assimilate back into civilian life.
Yep.
And so he's there to provide support services and referrals and everything. And also there's a veteran doctor who's really highly regarded in Burnie, and so he can provide a referral to him as well.
Yep.
You know, I think it's just basically it comes back to providing that support and showing that, you know, they're not forgotten, they are highly regarded, you know, we do honour their service, and getting them participating and connecting with other veterans, you know, I think it's really important.
No, me too. Excellent. Look, love to hear your passion about it, Nikki. We appreciate you talking to us this morning. So we look forward to hearing more about it. And let us know anytime whether you want more publicity in terms of getting the word out. If you're if it hasn't been communicated by the, you know, in the last week or so, we'll get you back on. And look, again, thanks for joining us today.
I really appreciate it. Thanks very much for sharing it, Skirvo, and let's hope that some of the veterans in the community will come forward and want to participate. And it's a really great event.
It is.
Well, it's a really great two events, actually.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be fantastic if they could join in too.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Nikki. That's Nikki Bolt joining us this morning, co-organiser of the Gala Ball for the Veterans happening on October the 30th at the Wynyard RSL. Of course, she is secretary of the ZN RSL as well. So happening on October 30th. We'll put all the details up on our community switch. 7XS.